Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karoon zindagi ko tamam Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karoon zindagi ko tamam ishq e ahmad mein aakar sabhi ne kaha ishq e ahmad mein aakar sabhi ne kaha chashni rahat hai dawa chashni rahat hai dawa is amal par karo zindagi ko dawa Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam Mustafa par padhoon nabi salaam unki yaadon se un tak rasai mile unki yaadon se un tak rasai mile yani ke khwab mein aaye khairul anam yani ke khwab mein aaye khairul anam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam deed har raat ho unki Allah kare deed har raat ho unki Allah kare meri taqdeer mein aisa ho intizaam meri taqdeer mein aisa ho intizaam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam Mustafa Mustafa par padhoon main durood o salaam is amal par karo zindagi ko tamam maqsad-e zindagi maut tak
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself Brother Sulaiman Yusuf every Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Today being the 13th of Sha'ban 1446 corresponding to Wednesday the 12th of February 2025. It's a reminder that one should read the Masnoon Dua Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانِ O Allah bless us in the month of Sha'ban and allow us to reach the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Our beloved Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib's tour is going to be starting today, inshallah. And he will be in the Verlum Masjid at Quwwatul Islam. Sorry. And the program will be after Maghrib Salah. So inshallah, that's going to be today after Maghrib Salah in Verlam at the Quwwatul Islam Jamia Masjid in Verlam. We have a power-packed program today. We're going to be having our small clip by Maulana Suleiman Qahtani. But before we go ahead, we'd like to welcome my brother Alpha Sinkosi, whose show is the News Hour every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:55. Brother Alphas, assalamu alaikum and good morning.
Good morning, Sudeik. Good morning, man. Trust that all is well. Thanks, man, for just bringing us through.
Yes, no, everything is well. Brother Alphas, what do we have lined up today on your show?
Well, we'll take a spin, Sudeik, today. If you were watching the debate on the State of the Nation address yesterday, and the EFF, the MK Party, the Democratic Alliance, they seem to have different sentiments. And then the Democratic Alliance came in with, I'd say that was a surprise, saying, assuring Ramaphosa that, look, we support you, President, we are with you. Obviously, because it's under the GNU. So we're going to just play few clips, different clips of these politicians, whereby, okay, fine, well, Julius Malema is reassuring Ramaphosa that we support you, but do not just talk and say we cannot be bullied. You must show them. Remove the embassy of Israel in South Africa to show Trump that indeed you cannot be bullied. And of course, and then when it comes to the MK Party, MK Party has delved much, of course, into the land reform issue, and then we'll play that. And then later on the show, we'll shine the spotlight on the new labor law bill. We'll speak to a labor law expert, Michael Bagrin, to just take us through to what does this bill mean to the ordinary South Africans, what's to be expected, what are some of the takings on that labor law bill, into that. And of course, then we did have a reassurance from Bassem Naim that we can talk today. Still, we want to dissect the way forward, just what the way forward now to the for the Palestinians after that Donald Trump announcement. So we want to take it here from them as part of leadership in Palestine as to what the action plan now. As we speak right now, after the announcement, what's the point? What top of the agenda? What are they doing? What does it mean to the people of Palestine and in Gaza? So I'm expecting much more detailed conversation with regards to that particular issue.
Thank you so much, Brother Alphas. We hope to hear that program of yours and also the guest that you are going to be having on your show.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a power-packed show indeed.
Looking forward to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we'll catch you at 12 p.m.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Alphas. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was Brother Alphas Nkosi. And he does the 12 p.m. show Monday to Thursdays with the political analysis and also what is happening in and around the world and the current affairs as well, and keeping you, the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, updated what is happening around the world. And alhamdulillah, we had such a beautiful news. Brother Ibrahim Jiba of Uteneg had been released this morning. We've got news that he had been released. And also the young learner, Iman Fatima, age 9, that was kidnapped on her way to school. She had also been released this morning. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We praise Almighty Allah for bringing them back safely. And also during the week, we heard that our brother Hafiz Zakaria Desai was also released. So alhamdulillah, good news is pouring in. And also one must remember to read the dua for safety, Surah Yusuf, Surah Yusuf verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظٌ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is the best guardian, and He is the most merciful of the merciful. So we should also read these du'as. Even when we read it, we're leaving our home. You know, you should read the du'a. بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And we are then guided and we are then protected by Almighty Allah. Because if you analyze the words, Bismillahi tawakkaltu, you are putting your faith and tawakkal and your trust in Almighty Allah. Allah, in only Allah, that there is none worthy of worship. Bismillahi tawakkaltu Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is none worthy of worship and be praised but you, Almighty Allah. And then the narration says that there's two angels that block that protect you the whole way, and Shaitan and Iblis and his cronies and his minions won't be able to attack you, and your day will go well. And also, one should read Surah Yasin at the start of the day, and Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercy will fall upon the person who starts the day with Surah Yasin. The numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipe requests are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Before we continue, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we return, inshallah, we will continue with the segment, and that is the recipe segment. And then later on, we're going to be having a small clip by Maulana Suleiman Qatani Maaf about the preparation for the month of Ramadan, and also this week, Thursday evening. It's going to be the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, so we should one should spiritually uplift themselves, increase your Quran tilawat, do more dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inul qulub." Verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment to the heart. And now you must read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. All these various type of dhikr will bring the person contentment and peace, and you know, you say sukoon in your heart. So inshallah, one should try to emulate it and try to start. So we start small, and inshallah we work on it slowly. So let's go for that small nasheed break, and then when we return, we'll continue with our recipe segment.
Sahaba, sahaba, pyare sahaba, 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 pyare sahaba.
Narae Farooqi wa sahaba, Narae Farooqi
wa sahaba, wa sahaba, wa sahaba.
Uthe hai diwane,
Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, Ya Mawla, Rahe taqwa pe chalne ki taufeeq de, Tere raste pe marne ki taufeeq de,
Rahe taqwa पे चलने की तौफीक दे, तेरे रास्ते पे बढ़ने की तौफीक दे,
ऐशो इशरत ये दुनिया की सब छोड़ कर, ऐशो इशरत ये दुनिया के सब छोड़ कर, तेरे जानिब लपकने की तौफीक दे, तेरे रास्ते पे मरने की तौफीक दे,
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah.
In this age of digital media, where daily, we are being shown graphic images of our brothers and sisters suffering, of young babies with no food to eat, of the little babies of the Summat of Iman crying on the laps of their mothers, of their bodies being charred to ashes. Where is the justification?
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Balastum min ummati. Whose fatwa is this? This is not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa. This is the fatwa direct from Imam Zainul Abideen. Balastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah.
Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
ما رددت يا رب العين الذي آیا اب یہ کرے گا, اب یہ بولے گا, اب وہ کرے گا, ادھر فتنے کرے گا, ادھر فساد کرے گا, یہ ظالم ہے, جابر ہے, جلاد ہے, ایسا لوگوں کی زبان سے نہ نکلے. ہم تو ایسے بنے کہ جس میں فلم میں چلے جائے, لوگ ہمیں پیار سے دیکھے, لوگ ہمیں ویلکم کرے, لوگ دیکھ کر خوش ہو جائے, یہ ہمارا مزاج بن جائے. ہم گھر میں بھی ایسے ہو, باہر بھی ایسے ہو, ہماری گھر کی لائف بھی ایسی ہو, باہر کی لائف بھی ایسی ہو کہ ہمارے اندر متی ہو, ہم سے کوئی اس بنا پر ہیبت نہ کھا جائے کہ یہ اب ہمارے اوپر ظلم کرے گا. یہ غلط طریقہ ہے. مسلمان تو سلامتی والا ہوتا ہے.
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو سرونگ یو ویئر ایور یو آر.
اہلا و سہلا مرحبا.
مرکز صحابہ آن لائن ریڈیو امپاورنگ دی امہ.
مرکز صحابہ, the voice of اہل سنہ و جماعہ, امپاورنگ دی امہ. انڈید, our first recipe comes in from Sister Nasima Zulfi. We say Jazakallah khairan to Sister Nasima. And this is for a Thai chicken curry recipe. If you have any recipes that you'd like to share for the month of Ramadan, you know, some people like different varieties of savories and food, and, you know, so you can send it on those the WhatsApp number as well. So this is going to be our first recipe, and this is for a Thai chicken recipe. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So you're going to, for your marinade, you're going to marinate the 1 kilo of cut up chicken. 1 kilo of cut up chicken. You're going to add in 1 teaspoon of garlic. 1 teaspoon of garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of ginger garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of magic masala, 1 teaspoon of magic masala, 2 small grated tomatoes, 2 small grated masala, 2 small grated tomatoes, 1 teaspoon green chili paste, 2 small grated tomatoes, 1 teaspoon green chili paste, 1.5 teaspoons of dhania, 1.5 teaspoons of dhania, 1.5 teaspoon of dhania jeera mix, 1/2 teaspoon of garam masala, 1/2 teaspoon of garam masala, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, 2 teaspoons of white onion, 2 teaspoons of white onion soup, powder make a paste with milk. 2 teaspoons of white onion soup, powder and make a paste with milk. You're going to need lemon juice to taste. Lemon juice to taste. You're going to mix well and you're going to keep it aside. Mix it well and keep it aside. In another pot, you're gonna heat 3 tablespoons of butter. 3 tablespoons of butter. 3 tablespoons of olive oil or any oil that you prefer. 3 tablespoons of olive oil or any oil that you prefer. Add in 1 small grated onion. Add in 1 small grated onion. You're going to braise everything well. The curry leaves is optional. If you want to put, you can add it. Once the onion changes color, add the marinated chicken. Add the marinated chicken with the carrot rings and peas. Add the marinated chicken with carrot rings and peas. You're going to cook for 10 minutes till the chicken changes color. You're going to cook for 10 minutes until the chicken changes color. And thereafter, you're going to let it cook well. Lastly, you're going to add 1/2 cup of coconut cream. Add in 1/2 cup of coconut cream. half a cup of fresh cream, half a cup of fresh cream. Thereafter, you're going to let it cook. And then you're going to add in the milk if you require extra. Add in milk if you require extra. Add the chopped green dhania. Add in the chopped green dhania and the lemongrass leaves. Add in the chopped green dhania and the lemongrass leaves. Cook it and give it a light dull color to the gravy. Cook it and it will give a light dull color to the gravy. You can serve it with yellow tinted basmati rice. Yellow tinted basmati rice braised in a butter veg spice. Braised in a butter veg spice. And the spice for rice and parsley. Spice for rice and parsley. That was the recipe for the Thai chicken curry. And that was sent in by Sister Nasima. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Nasima for sending in the recipes. Those numbers you can send in, don't forget, is 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We're just going to go for a small nasheed break whilst we wait for your recipes.
सर पर मां का साया है वही मां की दुआओं से हर एक मैदान मचाया है शाहों से बड़ा है सर पर मां का साया है वही मां की दुआओं से हर एक मैदान मचाया है
कहा रब ने कभी बाबा कोफ भी न तुम कहना कहा रब ने कभी माँ बाप कोफ भी न तुम कहना है जन्नत माँ के कदमों
उम्मती जब की पैदा हुए हैं हमारे नबी भोले भाले नबी प्यारे प्यारे नबी जब की पैदा हुए हैं हमारे नबी बोले बाले नबी प्यारे प्यारे नबी दोनों आलम की आँखों के तारे नबी अपने नाजुक लबों से पुकारे नबी उम्मती जब सताने लगे काफिरों
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
And now we're going to have our next recipe that was sent in by Sister Sumaya. And this is for a Jimmy's sauce cheese garlic roll. Jimmy's sauce cheese garlic roll. So for your sauce, you're going to need 1 tub of fresh cream. 1 tub of fresh cream. 2 teaspoons of chopped fine garlic, 2 teaspoons of chopped fine garlic, to 3 tablespoons of garlic butter, 2 teaspoons of chopped fine garlic plus 3 tablespoons of garlic butter, 1/4 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1/4 teaspoon of salt to taste, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of ground chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of ground chilies, 1/4 teaspoon of parsley, 1/4 teaspoon of parsley, and a dash of paprika and mixed herbs. You can add 1/4 teaspoon of maizena to thicken the sauce slightly. Boil above till it thickens slightly. You're going to slit diagonals on top of the rolls. And pack into an oven tray. And fill with the sauce between the slits over. Grill in the oven till the rolls get crispy on the outside. Top with the mozzarella cheese and put it in the oven again. For a short while till the cheese melts. Slit diagonals on top of the rolls. So that was the method for the Jimmy's saucy cheese rolls, garlic rolls. And that's it's a quick and easy recipe that you can make. So inshallah, let's go on to our nasiha, and that is by Mullah Ahmed Suleiman Qahtani. And this is the in preparation for the month of Ramadan and before the month of Ramadan. So inshallah, let's listen to this clip.
Allah Ta'ala in Surah Baqarah, there is one verse wherein this sunnah is explained. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah says, trials, tests, tribulations, persecution, hardship. This is the price tag for Jannah. This will always be what is meted out to the sincere servants of Allah who are striving in the way of Allah. They will be tested. Quran says, وَزُلْزِلُوا. They will be shaken to their core. Such will be the extent of the tests. That a time will come, يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَ, the messenger and the people of Iman will say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when is the help of Allah going to come? And then it is Allah's sunnat, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never make you bear what you cannot bear. Allah will never place a burden upon you beyond your fortitude. When you reach that end point, that test will come, conditions will come, and then what is the promise? Inna nasrallahi qareeb. This is in fact the curtain raiser. Allah's help is going to come. This is Allah's sunnat. My Nabi suffered more than any human being any ever suffered. Then the persecution reached breaking point. Many muarrikheen of the opinion, Mi'raj was consolation. When that persecution had reached at its absolute height. Jummah, it's impossible to go into details. Time is very, very limited. But just very, very briefly, 3 major events. Amul Huzn, the 10th year of Hijrah, is known as the year of grief. The 10th year is known as the year of grief. Why? One hand, that pillar, that support, fortitude inside the house. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, who gave everything, she was taken away. Her demise occurs in the 10th year of Hijrah. Outside the house, Abu Talib. Here I'm going to digress a little bit, because nothing teaches us the value of Iman more than this. This was that uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who loved him more than his own children. He gave everything for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They approached Abu Talib, the Sanadid of Quraysh, the Kufar of Makkah, the great, great persecutors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, stop your nephew. I've mentioned this many times before. As an ummah, we have to identify with this. Stop your nephew from what? What did they have a problem with? Did they have a problem with his ibadat? Did they have a problem with his tilawat of Quran? His tilawat of Quran, they would secretly gather to listen to it. His ibadat, when he worshipped Allah Ta'ala for days on end in Ghar Hira, in the cave of Hira, the people of Makkah would praise him. They would love him. It would resound through the streets of Makkah, Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the truthful, the trustworthy, Muhammad, the most honorable one amongst us. They had no problem with his ibadat. He would make salah for days on end. Allah's ibadat for days on end at that time in whatever manner or form. His food would run out. Khadija would have to carry, radiallahu anha, supplies for him. And yet they extolled his praises. What did they have a problem with, my respected brothers? They had a problem with his da'wat. When he started calling humanity towards the oneness of Allah, when this concern to turn humanity's attention away from this dunya towards akhirat, this is what they had a problem with. So they came to Abu Talib, stop him. If you don't stop him from this, na'uzubillah, we are going to kill him. We are no longer going to accept your protection of him. Naturally, the protective instinct of Abu Talib, the love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sends for him, my beloved nephew, please, I beg you, I exhort you, stop. Stop this da'wat. Two riwayat. Hayatul Sahaba, Mawlana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, mentions this riwayat. One riwayat. لَوُضِعَ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِي وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي. This is symbolic language. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if the sun, in a desert climate, the sun is synonymous with heat, with hardship, with persecution, with difficulty. In other words, oh my uncle, no matter what they do to me, no matter how they maim me, persecute me, no matter what torture they mete out against me, no matter what they do, whatever obstacle is put in front, لَوُضِعَ الشَّمْسُ فِي يَمِينِي وَالْقَمَرُ فِي يَسَارِي. In a desert climate, the moon is synonymous with beauty, with splendor, with ease, with attraction, with comfort. Whatever wealth of this world or temptation of this world they throw at me, if the sun is put in my right hand and the moon is put in my left hand, ease, comfort, adversity, persecution, hardship, whatever is meted out against me, I will never abandon calling humanity to Allah. Another riwayat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to his uncle, if they take a burning coal, if they take a burning coal from fire, place it in my hand and cause my entire body to be burned to ashes, that I will tolerate. But I will never tolerate abandon calling my ummah to Allah. They had a problem, my respected brothers, with his da'wat. That which today as an ummah, as the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, many of us have this mindset when it comes to da'wat and tabligh, mashallah, good work, carry on. If I have the time and energy, I'll do it. It's not really my responsibility. Weigh that. Weigh that in the light of the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is our guide. This is our role model. This is our day. This is our night. You want Allah to be happy with you? Meet Allah in this mold. The mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Talib, who doesn't have iman also, when he sees this determination, look at his reaction. فَاسْتَعْ بِأَمْرِكَ لَمْ تُسِبْكَ صَبَابَةٌ وَلَقَدْ صَدَقْتَ وَقَدْ كُنْتَ ثَمَّ أَمِينًا وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ بِأَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ من خير أديان البرية دينا لولا الملامة وحذار مسبة لوجدتني سمحا بذاك مبينا. He says, oh my nephew, carry on with what you are doing. No harm will befall you because you have been truthful. You are truthful and you always amanadar. And then Abu Talib, he says, I know in my heart that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of every religion. If it were not for the fear of the mocking and the taunting of the women of Quraysh, that as a result of old age I abandoned the religion of my forefathers, I would have openly recited your kalima. Abu Talib, everything placed on the mantle of sacrifice for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet because he was deprived of iman, he will be in Jahannam, khalidina fiha abada, forever and ever. What price tag can you and I place on this iman, which many of us proverbially in the lap of our mothers were given this iman? How much value do we have for it today? Rajab, Mi'raj, my respected brothers, unfortunately, as an ummah today, when it comes to commercial enterprise, when it comes to business, when it comes to even our dressing, when it comes to the standard of our home, the type of car we ride, drive, everything we want perfection. Everything we want tip-top, everything we want meticulous, everything we want perfect. Some of us can't even tolerate one crease in our kurta or in the shirt that we are wearing. Everything must be meticulous and tip-top. Unfortunately, this concern for perfection and excellence does not translate into our deen, in our religion.
Beautiful, beautiful advices given by Maulana Qahtani. And in that excerpt, Marana says, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha." Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, in the last two verses, "La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wusaha." Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not place a burden onto a soul in which he cannot handle. You know, when you look in life and you see you're going through a certain obstacle in your life, and you say, Ya Allah, no, I can't handle this, ya. But you must always remember that when, I always use this analogy, when a student is doing the examination and you have these invigilators and the moderators watching over to see, you know, if you don't cheat. And you look and they're looking to stay, they're overseeing, they're watching the students. Just like that, we are the slaves, the servants of Almighty Allah. And this life that we live in is a test. We should strive for the akhirat. That is our final abode, where we're going to live this year. This world is nothing, not even significant to a wing of a mosquito in the eyes. Worship me. And we should strive for the akhirat, for Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That is the highest. Yes, we commit sin, grave sin that we commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always forgives our sins. We make dua, we have firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, all merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, first names, when you read the Asma'ul Husna, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The most merciful, the most compassionate. In every salah that we read, we start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. And look, every salah that we start, we have to start with Surah Fatiha, and we call out to Almighty Allah that He is Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim, He is most kind, most merciful, most compassionate. But yet we are still the sinners that will go and commit sins on a daily basis. That's why Ramadan is the month for us to burn our sins, burn our nafs. Because, you know, Ramadan teaches us that we can wake up for Fajr. If we can wake up for Suhoor, we can wake up for Fajr. The men folk can go to the masjid for Salah, for Fajr Salah with Takbir Ula in the first Rak'ah, in the first Saf. Ramadan teaches us that we can wake up for Tahajjud. Ramadan teaches us that we can survive with all the other things, you know, our daily nafs that calls us, and the waswasa of shaitan that puts in our ears that you must do this, do that. Ramadan teaches us that we can burn all these desires that we have, and we can be, I won't say the most perfect Muslim, but we can be the person who we strive to be, to go and attain our akhirat, to attain Jannat al-Firdaus A'la, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. We are pleased to meet Allah. Allah must be pleased to meet us. That's how it must be. That we must strive to work towards that day. And nothing else, my dear respected listeners. We must try and we must work towards attaining and becoming and changing our life. Because the sun will rise, the sun will set. And it's been doing so since the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It will keep on going. But we as insan, as humans, we will depart from this world. And we will leave our progeny to come. What example are we going to set for our progeny? That when they are growing up, they're going to look at you as the parent and say, my father never used to do 1, 2, 3. And then he'll think it's fine. That's why we must inculcate in our children the correct manners, the correct ideology, you know, and try to emulate the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we will all make dua, we make intention. Today is Wednesday. Duas are accepted between Dhuhr and Asr. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides me first, because I'm speaking, it's coming to my ear first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and protect me and grant you all the ability to try, and we all try together. We say inshallah, ameen. 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Inshallah, from 11 to 12 will be the page for all your marriage-related questions or any other questions that you do have. You can send me through on 0847-86-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Then from 12 to 1 will be Brother Alphus Nkosi with the News Hour show. And he will be discussing various topics. And he will take us up right up to 12:55. Then will be our Dhuhr Azan from 1 o'clock. 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah An'am, verses 161 to 163. Then at 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the archives of Surah Baqarah, the Tafsir of Surah Baqarah, and that will take us up to 2 p.m. From 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiha by Maulana Musa Akhudi this morning. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. So inshallah, that is the lineup until 7 p.m. And then thereafter, during the bliss of marriage, at the end of bliss of marriage, inshallah, then Mulan Zaid and Mulan Mufti Abdul Qadir Sensab will give the balance of the show, of the lineup for the day. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Ya Amin.